This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Oh, wow. Do we have a cool lineup for you today on the Truth Network? I got to tell you that we are going to have a little bit shorter Kingdom Pursuits today with Joe Sparrow, who's one of the...
Spurley.
Spurley. It would be helpful if I could say your name right. Spurley. And he is sports talk. Like, he has a sports talk podcast. He's considering doing a sports talk show on the Truth Network, so you're going to be excited to hear him. And then at 11:30, we have a brand new show that's beginning. This sort of every other week kind of thing. It's called Jesus Junkets, which are missionary stories, very, very exciting missionary stories. I think you'll be so excited to hear it. It's first airing in a pilot episode, which is absolutely awesome. Really, really is. You're going to be so glad you tuned in today. It's Jesus Junkets. It's at 11:30. And then, of course, encouraging prayer with Pastor Banks at about 11:50. So you got quite a lineup today. So glad that you tuned in. But right now we're going to get to Kingdom Pursuit. So talk about somebody where God has taken his passion for baseball and other sports and using it to build the kingdom. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Robbie. Thanks for having me on.
So interestingly, can you share, well, maybe what, since you might know that Joe is a baseball player, right? You played, let's give a little background on that.
Yeah, I grew up playing baseball, basketball, football. I was a three-sport athlete. And then, I had the passion that I wanted to go on and play professionally. And after my mom had passed, we had moved back up to, North Dakota where I was born, and baseball wasn't very big. So if we'd stayed in Sacramento, I would have been drafted high. There was no baseball. So I kind of came through the ranks of, just free agent and then bounced around in the minors and, found it was a tough situation with losing my mom at a young age, and my dad had some diabetes disability and some PTSD. So, and then made a comeback after that. And if you remember the movie The Natural, I won a contest called Scouting for a Natural, and then actually went down to Florida, was MVP, and then bounced around playing some independent ball, minor league ball, and then started doing a lot of, lessons. I saw all the years I played, there really wasn't I had two good coaches in all the years I played baseball, basketball, and football. So that kind of, God led me passion to start to give all my years of my life and my sports wisdom to the youth, and then start the Freedom Pro Baseball Minor League in Arizona, in Phoenix.
So, yeah, you can tell. So when you think about Joe, you can't help but think about ball. So speaking of ball, right? You may have heard this, but Joe has a soft spot for playing hardball. Yeah, he told me the best thing about being a ball player is even if you get debased, you can always bounce back, right? I mean, it just makes sense. And and at first, Joe thought, about being a tennis player because, he's got all these different skills, but he figured out that would be a racket. So, you don't want to do that. So, interestingly, I really love this riddle today. I have a Bible riddle for you at the end of all those shenanigans. If you call in and guess this one, you can win. Here's the riddle. Isaiah is the only prophet who describes God as a pitcher. In what chapter of Isaiah is he on the ball? I'm just saying. Isaiah is the only prophet who describes God as a pitcher. And I'm telling you, he's throwing hard and fast. At what chapter of Isaiah is he on the ball? If you can answer that, you call in at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And if you can do that, Keith, tell them what they'll win.
They can win four tickets to see Wake Forest take on Florida State October 19th.
And that, I would point out, is a ball game that you could go to by answering the ball riddle. So Isaiah, that's a huge hint. Isaiah is the only prophet who describes God as a pitcher. In what chapter of Isaiah is he on the ball? 866-348-7884. 7884 is the number to call in. Have you got that one? Keith, Joe? No? No, he's
nope.
thinking. He's
I'm thinking.
Thinking. It's in there. It's like Prego spaghetti sauce, I promise. It's in there. So, Joe, you know, it's interesting. God gave you this passion for sports.
Mm-hmm.
But what you've seen as a result is how many young people, based on actually their parents' involvement, end up with this as a huge idol in their life.
Yes. Yes. I've seen, you know, that I saw so many that were, you know, being overlooked or just weren't coached properly. And then they started, you know, playing in these tournaments and showcases. And you know, there's good tournament teams, there's good showcases, but there's also a lot I saw where they're not developing. And the latest statistic is that 3 out of 4 boys and girls are no longer playing after age 14, which is a study by the NCAA, which really, to me, that's really sad because, you know, sports was a big part of my life of life lessons and so forth and losing my parents. So I was always on the court and the field. But, you know, I've God's led the passion to me. We're going to be, you know, doing a camp here at Calgary and lead. Calvary Day School,
yeah,
excuse me.
Calvary
yeah.
Baptist
Calvary
Day School.
Day School here coming up November 2nd for the boys, age 7 to 12 in the morning and then 13 to 18. Then we're going to do girls softball on November 9th, Saturday. You know, we're going to really show them a lot of things and you know, bring back the game the way it used to be for fun. Because realistically, I think there's too much pressure being put on these youths, and you know, they should be having fun and learning, you know, leading to God, and also, you know, understanding that giving life lessons at school is number one important. I think.
Well, if you think about it, you know, you may know I host the Masculine Journey Radio Show, or one of the hosts of the Masculine Journey Radio Show. Sam's actually the host. I'm kind of co-host, but nonetheless. We talk about that there are stages that a man goes through, and the first stage is the beloved child, and you kind of picture the life of David when you do that. I mean, he was the mm-hmm. beloved son and all that stuff. And then you got this cowboy ranger stage that kids, you know, he's into playing army and all these different things. He's playing games. And, you know, those things become important, but it's not time to grow up yet. And if you make them grow up too fast, then you kind of rob them. Right? That stage,
right.
When they're in the cowboy ranger stage is when these kids are getting, they're being told that they got to play hard, you know, you got to meet your parents or your coach's idea of what it takes to compete earlier than really it was designed to be.
Exactly. It's way too much pressure that's put on, you know, these boys and girls that even starting at age 7 now, you know, I even see some are just starting to do, you know, leagues at age, you know, 5 now, but when you're going around playing in tournaments almost every weekend, you know, for the youth, that's a blast. And then all of a sudden they start to find out that it's not working out. They're not getting to play. They're, you know, the parents are putting pressure for a college scholarship. And I've helped over 300, you know, get to college on a college scholarship. But I can tell you, Robbie, in this day and age, if you don't have a good coach and a mentor and a life person that's been there in the sports world, it's a very tough thing even to play in high school in this day and age, which God's led on my, you know, my heart to help as many as I can. You know, that's where I also saw some are going to college and got drafted and playing the minors.
Well, and let's talk about that phase, because then after the Cowboy Ranger comes the Warrior phase.
Right.
And one of the big things for a young man in the Warrior stage is he's got a question that he needs to answer. He needs to answer, do I have what it takes? And so if he started to answer that question to the negative before he ever becomes a Warrior, that's why he never plays, because he thinks that he, you know, I'm not going to go do that because I'll never make it. And because some coach down the way did this, that, and the other, right at the point in time when it was critical that God was putting something in the boy's path to like David, okay? Because you take him, he's out there.
Exactly.
Right? Now, he's learning how to kill a bear, and he's learning how to, but he didn't do that when he was 8.
Right.
I mean.
Exactly. And you hit on something there. I've been one that has really kind of helped some that were in, caught up in a competitive area and in Phoenix. And,
well, we got to go to a break, Joe, and I'm just shocked that nobody's called in about this Isaiah passage. You got to do it. We only got one more segment. You got to rush and call us at 866-348-7884. Which chapter did Isaiah describe that God was on the ball? I mean, he was pitching hard and fast. It says the word right there. Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We got Joe.
Spurley.
Spurley. I don't know why I cannot say
it
that.
It looks like Spurl.
It does, yeah. But it's Spurley.
Yeah.
And he is a coach of coaches, actually. He's a sports talk podcast and looking at doing a show here on the Truth Network. And Joe, right before the break, you know, you thought of a story that illustrated that poor child that was in the Cowboy Ranger phase, gets wounded, and then he's not wanting to step into the warrior stage.
Right. And some of them, in this case, it was I trained him when he was, you know, 12, 13, 14, and then pitching and hitting. And his passion since he was age 5 was to play Major League Baseball. Well, then he went on and went to a competitive high school in Phoenix, and then played on the freshman team, and then JV, and then his junior year, he was cut. His whole life, his legs were chopped out. As he wanted to quit school. His whole life had come tumbling down on him. His mom was upset and said she didn't know what to do with him. And was homeopathic physician, was a real wise lady, helped a lot of people. So she said he had to get a job at Subway. So after school, he was working there, and she asked if I'd stop in. So I stopped in and asked him to talk a little bit. He was so bitter and upset, he didn't even want to even talk about baseball. Took me 3 times going in to get a sub sandwich to finally get him to sit down with me and take his break. And I said, you know, we can't let one man, I know he made a bad decision. I said, let's just go out and play catch. He said, let me think about it. So he texted me, he's ready. We went out. It was just like God and his passion came back. He was smiling ear to ear. It was so awesome to watch him, that love that he'd had since 5-year-old came back in his heart and burning desire. And I drew a program up for him, got him back into pitching shape, got him in a summer collegiate league. He ended up doing well, called a college coach I knew at Paradise Valley Community College, and had him go over there, told him this one of the package deal that I've ever had, the mental, physical, the passion, just picks up on things I show him. And he ended up making the team, went on to be an all-star. Utah Valley picked him up. Imagine this, here you go, 6 years almost to the date that he was cut from high school at Chaparral High School in Scottsdale, Arizona. He's on a plane from Salt Lake City, Utah, into L.A. and pitches at USC, the number one college-winning baseball team. You know, it's one of the most college World Series. And then next, he flies back home. They start him against Stockton, and he gets a win. He goes on and pitches 2 years and gets a great education, and just amazing how his life was changed from that time, just stopping in there and getting him to not let one man hold him back. And I think that's really what God has laid on me, is to instill, he's a great young man, is to through sports, but just watching him, and that's, I've done numerous times of others that were like that, of a catcher that was at Tucson and then ended up, nobody wanted him out of high school, and I got him to community college, and then Arizona State picked him up. He takes the team to the Final Four in the College World Series, and ends up being drafted in the 6th round by the Angels, and just, you know, stuff like that, just watching, you know, what God is through me and my years of experience, and seeing these men, like you say, that it's a very tough thing, and these guys, it's a lot of them they quit because they don't want to get cut, or they get burnt out. The number one reasons why there's so many at age 14 are not no longer playing is because of of loss of having fun, burnout, overuse injuries, poor coaching, too much pressure.
Yeah, and it gets to the real heart of the issue that really I saw with my own son, that he quit having, I mean, he, if you could have seen him when he was 13, 14, I mean, he'd be outside playing basketball till the cows came home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just loved it. He everything about it. In high school, he got to play and certainly had a blast. But when he got to college, that's when he ran into the coach that took away the fun.
Mm-hmm.
And when they take away the fun, then what that does, unfortunately, is just really tear up a young man's world.
Yes. This Walker's life was just totally devastated. He was just didn't know what he wanted to quit school. He was didn't want to go to school. He's embarrassed because, you know, he all those kids he grew up in, he was one of the main players. It just was so much talent. I had worked with a lot of those individually, hitting and pitching and all, and a couple of little leagues that fit into that high school. But it still was a mistake on the coach that didn't know how to judge his ability and that saw of what kind of young man that he was and the passion he has. And, you know, I think one of the things in my last show, we talked about what's the missing link to advance in playing sports. When you think about right now what's happening in all the sports, there's 8 new manager positions open in Major League Baseball. You know, it's a very hard thing in this day and age to identify, develop, and lead athletes. There's certain individuals that have that gift, that God gave that gift. You know, Mike Krzyzewski, Greg Popovich, obviously Lombardi was one. You know, Don Shula, one of the guys that the last guy to ever go undefeated for a whole season with the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, it's something that God has laid on myself, and Gil Patterson is a guy I learned a lot from back when I was coming through the ranks. Is now the Oakland A's minor league pitching coordinator. It's things that I really want to get to parents to understand. They can email me, you know, questions and really, you know, reach out and don't let your child, boy or girl, stop playing because of a bad, you know, happening, whatever happened on a team or, you know, getting a coach that just didn't play him. That was kind of one of the things I just made sure and instilled in doing the lessons, was to keep working and just not giving up. And if you do that, eventually you get to a spot where you're going to break through it. And it's meant to be fun. And school should be number one.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's an interesting thing that, you know, some of those kids actually don't have the talent. And yet they've made it an idol based on a lot of stuff that they've been fed and a lot of things that they were thinking. But they have what it takes in other areas. And somebody's got to see where the spark is in them. And somebody's got to, you know, everybody has a spark. Everybody has it.
Exactly. And that's where God had given that gift to me at a young age, that I know how to get that spark. I can see, I can work with, I see their personality, I see their strengths and weaknesses, and I can turn that switch on, and you watch their face light up. And like you say, there's many that just God just give them a gift to go on to play in college or professionally, but they have amazing other gifts. I firmly believe God has given us all gifts and talents, that it's to find those to glorify Him, and then also to enjoy life. And, you know, a lot of times sports is a great avenue to learn a lot of life lessons and continue to play, you know, and it's great. I've helped, you know, over 300 go to college on a scholarship, you know, but if you don't, you still should go to college, and you should find your passion and, you know, you use that to make sure that you're doing what you love to do. There's so many people, I think, in the world that's hard. They haven't found their passion.
Yeah. I mean, that's the deal, that there is a spark in there. And it's kind of neat that his parents, you know, God put a Gloria in each and every child. And somewhere in there is a way that they reflect Him, as only they can reflect Him. And to help bring that out is the joy of parenthood, because then you get to see God. You know, it was like Eric Little when he was running, he could feel God's pleasure. Well, where do you feel God's pleasure, you know, as you say, to your child and that situation and those kind of things? So, you know, this is absolutely critical stuff to parenting, to coaching, and you know, that's the sad thing too, is that a lot of these younger children coaches don't realize their role is not necessarily to win.
Exactly. That's exactly it's the win at all costs. It's more about showing them also to lose and to learn to be, you know, good teammates, learn camaraderie. You know, the thing that I think that they, a lot of kids also that I want to, you know, get out is that sometimes there's false hope that's given there, and the parents, you know, can email me, and I want to see them go on and play as long as they can, because I think there's great things happening in some of these tournament teams and showcases, and there's been success, but there's also a lot that gets missed. And one of the things I want to make sure that all the listeners understand is that it's not always the best player that goes on, you know, boy or girl, that goes on to play in college and then professionally. It's one that has been coached properly and mentored that will do it. I've seen amazing amount of talent, gifted, God gifted, that.
All right, we've got a caller. Well, somebody's going to name that or see if they've got the idea in Isaiah for us. We got Tammy, you're on the Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning. Can you hear me? Are you with me, Tammy?
I am, Robbie. Can you hear me?
Yes. So who was, what chapter was that Isaiah talked about the pitcher?
I'm going to go with chapter 22.
You are exactly right. And great. Have you got it there in front of you? Can you read it?
I do. Let's see. How far down do you want me to go?
Just the part where, that's just the part where he pitches. That's all I need.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh, boy. Okay. Beware. The Lord is about to take firm hold of you and hurl you away, you mighty man. He will roll you up tightly like a ball and throw you into a large country. There you will die. Seriously. You'll be proud of.
Isn't that awesome? He's a pitcher.
Awesome.
Thank you, Tammy. You saved my bacon on this one. You won. I'm so excited about that. So... We got a lot going on today. I got to tell you that this Jesus Junket episode that's coming up will blow your mind. I mean, it's one of the neatest things I ever got to take part in. So thank you for calling in, Tammy. Please stay tuned for Jesus Junket's coming up.
I'm going to do it.
Thank you. And also, I would be remiss if I don't mention the podcast. There's a podcast, a Christian Car Guy Show, that was just on. If you want to hear about wisdom and all that kind of stuff, podcast of Kingdom Pursuits. If you want to hear more about Joel Spirley and, of course, the podcast, you can say if you get a chance to, you can't listen to Jesus Junkets. Wow, you want to listen to the podcast. It's Jesus Junkets. You just tell your iPhone, I want to listen to Jesus Junkets, because I'm going to tell you. It's about cannibals and head hunting, and you won't believe what's going to happen coming up. So stay tuned.